Now, a couple of containers.
Well, I know that you just got in.
Well, one other thing, let me ask you. One thing I had to do when I was little was I always had to carry the table scraps out to the hog pen and feed them. And my grandma always had a name for that bucket that you would use. Do you ever call it a slop bucket?
Well, I don't know that they use that too much here.
Okay.
But I guess you would call it that.
Okay.
He's got the baler. He's what he plans on doing. He bailed this, first of all. He didn't plan on hauling anything.
Have you ever heard? I was wondering about other containers they might have used on the farm. Would they have ever used like a. I'm looking about wooden containers that they might have had on the farm. Something that nails might have came in. Or.
I think what I'll do is throw some chickens on it.
I was wondering about like a barrel and a keg.
Grapevines.
And the difference between those two. Is that something that you would have used on the farm?
You might have gone over
the bucket. We never did.
Okay.
That'd be a keg or a barrel. Either one of them would be good. I know what you mean.
Okay.
A wooden.
Yes.
Yeah. Which stays on it.
Okay.
Usually in here. Yeah. I didn't really pay attention.
If let's see, as I go along here, I get these off. If I could, you pronounce eggs for me.
Eggs?
Yeah. And the plural of one one trough. If you had more than one trough, you'd have what? Two
troughs.
Now, male horses that you were using to produce offspring. What would you call those?
A colt.
Okay. Would you ever call them like stud horses or stallions?
Well, that would be a. Yeah, that would be a stud or a stallion.
Okay, that's what you call a horse like that that was producing offspring?
Yeah.
Okay. How many horses did y'all have?
Now?
Yeah,
We have three now.
Okay, how about in the old days?
Well, we never used to keep too many horses, maybe six at the most.
And I had everything.
Okay. And the female horse is a...
Is a mare.
And what is a bronco?
Bronco?
Yeah.
An outlaw, I guess.
A what?
An outlaw.
Oh, an outlaw.
Off.
Would you ever call a bronco like... Use that word in describing a wild horse?
It's a football player. Don't you know nothing?
That's
you
right.
Do you want sugar in your tea?
No, just plain will be fine. I was wondering if you ever use the word bronco in relationship to maybe a wild horse or what they would have called a wild horse, a horse that couldn't be broken or they were having a hard time breaking so that people could ride it.
Well, I guess you could call that a bronco if you wanted to.
Okay.
It's whatever.
You call wild horses Mustangs.
Mustangs? Okay. Would you ever call them green horses or broom tails? Are those words that you've heard?
Well, you call them whatever you want to.
Charlie, that's...
Okay.
Green broke his horse. It probably doesn't buck anymore.
There is no such a thing as wild horses.
I see. Anymore. There just aren't any.
But they all come from someplace. Somebody turned them loose to start with.
I see. Okay. Were there other kind of domesticated pack animals that you would have used besides horses? Would you have ever used like a mule?
No, not here.
Okay. That wasn't something that was used.
Not here.
Okay. Did people in this area use them?
Did anybody use
not in the immediate area, but there are mules around.
Okay.
They still are.
Okay. Could I get you to pronounce mule for me?
Mule.
Okay. Now,
what's another way of pronouncing mule?